The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus says to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones to believe in me, to sin, it would be better for them if a great millstone were put around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter eternal life maimed than go with two hands into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than a man with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what do you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
For the past two Sundays, we have been reading the Gospel that is related to the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount was when Jesus addressed his disciples, reminding them their responsibility as disciples. Yesterday in the Gospel, Jesus warned the disciples against spiritual greed. Today, he continues his message. And today he emphasizes on being able to be more charitable, that in the course of discharging their duties as disciples, they are being charitable. And as such, they will receive the reward. He also extended this charity to those that are charitable to the disciples of Jesus, that they will also receive their rewards. And he did not stop there. He also warned them against scandal, causing scandal to the people of God, to the community of God. And Jesus was very emphatic about the punishment for those that causes scandals in the community. And the reason for this is when we scandalize the little ones, it has chains of reaction. For example, when a little child, the mind of a little child is corrupt, that little child grows with that. And that is the only thing that little child knows. And the child will now begin to live in that manner and will also transmit that corruption to other people. That is why it's very dangerous. And Jesus frowned against that. So my dear friends in Christ, the bottom line is, as Christians, as disciples of Jesus, our yes should be yes and our no should be no. We should be the light to the world. We should be the salt to the earth. In other words, our lives should be impeccable. We have to live good lives. We have to represent Jesus in any way we are, because we are his eyes, we are his hands. And whatever we do, people look unto us. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us ponder on this teaching of Jesus, especially as we are preparing to step into the Lenten season. Let us use this opportunity to have a retrospection, to ask ourselves, am I representing Jesus the right way, the proper way? If not, let us restrict from that. But if yes, let us keep doing the right thing, because we will gain the reward. For all we do for God, he will reward us. The reward may not be immediate, but the reward awaits us. For all the help, all the charity we do for those in need, they will never go unrewarded. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us keep hoping in Christ, because his mercy is eternal and his promises are fulfilled. It doesn't matter the time it takes. Destiny can only be delayed but never denied. So let us keep up the good work. Let us not despair. Let us not be distracted. Rather, let us remain focused on Jesus, who has called us to be his disciples, and we have said yes. Let our yes be yes, and be rest assured, you will gain the reward. And the best reward is eternal kingdom. May God continue to grant us his grace as we answer his call, as we say yes to his being a disciple of Jesus. May we be encouraged, and let us not despair.